To Every Man His Work. March 1st, 1903. Typed. To Brethren Palmer and Daniels, I am instructed to say, the Lord has appointed certain men to do a special work. If they give themselves to this work, He will bless them in their efforts to be His helping hand. The Lord has given Brother Palmer a special and important part to act in the canvassing work. He will give him wisdom that will enable him to teach others how to carry the canvassing work forward successfully. But He has not given Brother Palmer the responsibility of the printing work. This is not his field of labor. God will give His chosen workers strength to bear every burden that He lays upon them. He will help Brother Palmer to carry the responsibilities that He has given him in the canvassing work. But Brother Palmer must guard against adding to his work burdens that the Lord has not laid upon him. That which he is fitted to do in the education of canvassers is a large and much needed work. But if he takes on himself too many burdens, he will surely disqualify himself for his appointed work as general canvassing agent. The Lord has given to Elder Daniels a great work. But Elder Daniels must not take upon himself too many responsibilities, for this will disqualify him for doing his appointed work. He is to stand stiffly for the truth for this time. When the Lord lays upon his stewards a special work, they should be careful not to increase their responsibilities, for this overtaxes their powers. My brethren, give diligent heed to the business for which you are fitted. Had Elder Olson attended to his special line of work in connection with the General Conference, pleading with God for his purifying power and for wisdom to keep the way of the Lord, he would have had victory at every step. Christ our King. Before God's servants take up any work, they are to pray to God in all humility and with a sense of their dependence upon God, realizing that they must be worked by His Spirit. They are to guard against setting themselves up as kings, because if they do this, they will dishonor the Lord and make a failure of their work. All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. Man's ingenuity, his judgment, his power to execute, all come from God. To God's service all should be devoted. The principles of the Bible are to control the Lord's servants. His workers are ever to do justice and judgment, steadfastly keeping the way of the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Matthew 6, verse 33. Make this the point round which your life centers, and then all things needful will be given you. Put the Redeemer's interests before you own or those of any other human being. He has bought you, and all your powers belong to Him. Make no man your king. Who is our King? He who is called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 6. He is our Savior, our King. To Him you may always go with your burdens. However great your sins, you need have no fear of repulse. If you have injured your brother, go to him and confess the wrong you have done him. When you have done this, you may come to your King, asking Him for pardon. He will never take advantage of your confessions. He will never disappoint you. He has pledged His word to forgive your transgressions and to cleanse you from all defilement. The names of all His people are written in His book of life. Remember that Christ is our only hope, our only refuge. He bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. If the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hebrews 9, verse 13 to 15.